For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. There are a bunch of camo patterns out there, but they're not all designed for Wyoming's wilder places. I'll talk more about camo after this break. Where'd that good old brown, tan, and black camo pattern go? You know what I mean. The pattern duck and goose hunters used to wear all the time. It was just splotches of dark brown, light brown, and a little bit of black. Big splotches. I've been complaining for years that you can't find it anymore, but now a company called Old School has brought it back. I can't begin to tell you how happy that makes me. The market's now saturated with all sorts of trademarked camo patterns. Advantage Timber, Real Trees, Cypress Bark, Swamp Sucker. It's all made for hunting dog-sized whitetails in South Carolina, Georgia, and Louisiana. And if you ask me, it's not even good for that. The point of camo is to break up your image. To do that, it needs to be made up of big chunks of very different colors. Sure, it looks great in the catalog. Even I fall for it from time to time. I pick up a catalog and see a woodland scene, and I have to look closely to see the whites of the hunter's eyes peeping out from between a matching hat and face shield. The camo pattern is a perfect match for the environment. But that's a close-up, and it's a close-up of a scene tailored for that particular pattern. I've been in areas where those patterns are supposed to be a perfect match, and I've seen guys sneaking around in the proper camo pattern. You'd expect them to blend right in, but they don't. The problem is the small details of the pattern and the lack of the difference in color between those details. From a distance, the outfit becomes a human-shaped lump. And that's where the camo is supposed to be at its best. In Wyoming, it's even worse. Out here, a hunter wearing that pattern winds up as a human-shaped lump that's colored unlike anything else around him. I still have a coat and pants in that old brown camo pattern. I'll keep wearing them until they wear out. At least now I have an option for buying new gear. I haven't seen a lot of different stuff in that pattern from Old School, but you can bet I'll be on the lookout for more. My old stuff's starting to get a little tattered. This has been The Great Outdoors. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.